Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
This day week is Valentine's Day. I know, I'm early, but I thought with a little forward planning, it's possible to be environmentally friendly, sustainable and have fun, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune. So I took a walk around the broadcast centre here and I spoke to some of my colleagues and we've come up with some suggestions on how you can turn your red heart green for the day.
Love led astray from your heart.
That's my absolute favourite. A handwritten love letter on beautiful recycled paper and posted old-fashioned style. Now, there are lots of things you can do together. Take it away, Ollie.
I think a lovely thing to do, and maybe even a surprise, certainly for myself, would be to prepare a romantic dinner using as much organic ingredients or local ingredients as you could. Like, find out who's growing your local spuds. Go to the farm gate. Find out what they have to offer. Organic eggs, all that sort of stuff. You know, farm fresh. It's all there. It's just a matter of discovering it. And maybe just some organic wine to complement the palate as well would be rather nice. And there's lots of lovely juices as well. Fruit juices that people are doing, I think, would be something special and something nice. And maybe a flower or two to go with it.
And if you're going out to dinner, why not upcycle an outfit? And if you do want to buy something, why don't you buy vintage or check out the charity shops? Now, Ollie also mentioned flowers there, and let's be honest, who doesn't like to receive flowers? But think of their carbon footprint. For Valentine's Day, thousands of roses in particular are grown in Kenya and flown into Europe. Now, that's a huge carbon footprint. So check with your florist where they come from. If it's the Netherlands, at least that's a smaller carbon footprint. And don't forget that you could also buy a plant or a tree at your local garden centre. There's plenty to choose from in Waterford City and County. And here's Jade and Shona with more ideas for that special date.
If you have a bike, you could take a cycle along the Greenway, which would be gorgeous. There's lovely scenery. And if you don't have a bike, you can rent one down there, which would be lovely. And then on your way back or after, you could go for a little coffee and a cake on a little date, which would be lovely.
I'm thinking that I would be wowed by the idea of a winter beach picnic. Wrap me up, scarf on, gloves, hat, big cozy jacket, walking along the beach firstly. He's carrying the picnic basket. I'm strolling, soaking up all that sea air and just feeling a little bit romantic as I'm walking along the beach. Then we sit down, the rug is there, I have my hot water bottle filled and he opens the bubbly. There's some lovely cheese, there's crackers, there's maybe a little bit of dessert as well, maybe some brownie, and we're chatting. Do you know what? Just sitting out in the open air and being a little bit different, but also feeling like it's just a special moment between the two of us. I think that would be my ideal Valentine's. I'd love that.
The amount of waste that we produce is an issue all year round, but even more so during holidays such as Valentine's Day. Cards, plastic, foil balloons, wrapping paper, you name it, it's all there. But when it comes to the Valentine's Day card, here's Killian.
Well, surely there's people at home that would have, I suppose, old pieces of paper that are never used. One side is used on it. So instead of going out and buying a card in a shop, which comes with the extra plastic that you have to throw in the bin, thought that counts anyway for the person. It's just reuse, recycle. That's the main thing. And you can get a great gift out of it. And it's cheap as well. You don't have to spend any money and you're not polluting.
If you're giving chocolates this Valentine's Day, make sure they're fair trade. It means that producers get paid properly, and better still, if they're made locally, that reduces the carbon footprint drastically. And there are lots of other gift ideas. There's candles from Millish Candles in Dunmore. There's Copper Coast Natural Skincare, Trish's Honey Products. There's a wealth of craftspeople in and around Waterford City and County. So this Valentine's Day, think local and sustainable, and you can check it out online. And finally, Lydia.
back in the day, wasn't there a thing like mixtapes where people used to record off the radio and used to choose your favourite songs for your friends or your boyfriend or girlfriend, and you'd send that to them as like a token of your love?
Yes, there was. Very old school. And if you got one, a true declaration of love. The modern equivalent, I suppose, is a personalised Spotify list. You could do that too. It's not quite as romantic, but then maybe I'm just being a little nostalgic. Whatever you're doing this Valentine's Day, I hope you have a lovely day, and I'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee. Check out OursToProtect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.